The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
We have Nathan today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Nathan.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, what's happening with you is the question.
Oh, man. You know, listen, I don't know if I'm wrong. Maybe you guys can help me out.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
All right. Me and my girl have been living together for just a little bit over a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a friend who's just always around. And that, you know, I dealt with for like, you know, a while at first. But then she just started like really imposing. And now she sleeps in our bed.
What?
Hold on. This is like her girlfriend.
Yeah, no. It's a friend. It's not sexual. It's nothing like that.
No. I mean, like, right, like her girl, is it her friend who's a girl who's like her best friend or something?
Oh yeah, no, they've known each other since they were kids.
Okay, all right,
long time friend. Yeah.
And she comes and sleeps in your bed.
In the bed, like not even just in the room, in the bed.
That's weird. Why would she want to do that?
No, it's, you know, either I'll already be passed out, and for whatever reason, they'll come home from drinking, and maybe they're just silly and drunk and just pass out in the bed next to me.
Right.
Or I'll come home, and they've been out, and she's just sleeping in the bed. And, it's, you know, at that point, I just want to go to bed.
Right.
I just want to sleep in my house.
Right.
No, and I get it. Have you said, hey, can you keep your friend out of my bed? And what happens?
And it's what's the big deal? But she's just sleeping. It's not like there's anything wrong.
Right.
And I'm like, yeah, there is. I'm trying to go to bed myself.
Okay.
Right.
All right. Hang on one second. Let's call. What's your girlfriend's name?
Jessica.
And what's her girlfriend's name?
Tanya.
Oh, okay. All right. Hang on. Let's call Jessica.
Hello?
Jessica.
Hi, who is this?
Hey, good morning. It's Mark Kay and Megan. We're calling from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey.
Hi.
How
are you?
Hi.
Oh my gosh, hi.
Hi. You're so excited.
This is great. Hi.
Hi, yeah.
Hey, Jessica, we have your boyfriend Nathan on the phone also.
Okay.
He told us about your friend who, you know, comes over and sleeps in the bed with you guys from time to time.
Oh, my God, what?
Yeah, he said that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I am so frustrated with this.
Oh, my God, Nate. Like, sleeps in the bed with us.
Why does she sleep in the bed with you, Jessica? Why doesn't she, you know, does she not have her own bed somewhere?
No, like, this is my best friend we're talking about.
Right.
I don't know what Nate was saying, but, like, this is, like, when we go out and we party, and then she needs a place to stay. Nate, what are you saying?
I'm
saying exactly what you just said. She is sleeping in our bed.
Do you guys not have a couch?
We have a couch. We have another room. You're making this sound like it's something weird, Nate. It's not. It's like this is my best friend and something that we've been doing forever. It's like something that we've been doing longer than I've even known you.
Right, but you don't think that it's weird that now that you live with your boyfriend, you're bringing another girl into your bed?
No, Nate doesn't mind.
No, I am. I am living the Goldilocks story every day of my life now.
Okay.
Nate, we have a king-size bed. Like, I don't know what the problem is.
Okay, all right, hang on one second. We have a couple people online that want to comment. Don't go anywhere. Hey, Crescents.
Yes, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you, Crescents?
Good morning. I'm good. I love your show. Every morning I have to listen.
Oh, good. Well, we appreciate that.
Yeah.
We appreciate that. Did you have some words of advice for this couple?
I have a word for the man.
Yeah.
All I want to say is he's desperate. He sounds like a nice person. Why can't he find a girlfriend who really loves him instead of somebody that is more with the girlfriend like than him?
You think maybe she doesn't love him and she likes her friend more?
Exactly.
Yeah.
A lot of respect. Come on.
No, I mean, that makes perfect sense. Yeah. You know, look, I know a lot of girls have close, like Megan has a best friend, right, Megan?
Yeah.
And you have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And do the three of you ever sleep in the same bed together?
No, that is so creepy. Never in a million years.
No. All right.
That's so weird.
Oh, there you go. There you go. I never. Hey, Crescent, thank you so much for calling. Thanks for listening to it. It's like Grey's Anatomy. Did you ever watch Grey's Anatomy?
A long time ago.
Yeah, when McDreamy was alive and Sandra Oh was still there.
Yeah.
And they would, that's what would happen. She would, Sandra Oh would come and like crash in the bed with the two of them and talk, and he just dealt with
when
it because
he
knew.
In the bed too?
Well, yeah, because he knew that they were best friends and that was like the deal.
Hmm.
Like when my best friend needs me, she's going to come and get in the bed and we're going to talk. And sometimes he'd leave, sometimes he'd stay.
I feel like it's so creepy though. Why would the friend want to do that is the weird part.
Because she wants to be with her friend.
Yeah, but like, I don't know.
I mean, look, I don't have friends, so I don't know how it all works. Mary from the South Side. I just know what I know from TV.
Right.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm great. How you doing?
Great. What did you want to say, Mary?
Well, I think this girl needs to stop teasing her girlfriend and give him the threesome already.
Oh, you think that's what she wants?
Well, either that's what she's thinking or that's what he's thinking. Somebody's got to be thinking it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's why he's so annoyed.
Maybe, yeah, because it's like,
yeah.
Man, I wake up in bed with these two girls. We all got our clothes on. Sucks.
Not fair is that? That's not fair.
Hey, that's true. Although, you know, to me, he sounds like he just wants her out of the bed. Like maybe she's,
he's like
she
annoyed.
Could be annoying, you know?
Maybe, yeah, maybe he's not into her.
Yeah. Although, really, if she's willing, annoying is whatever. Angie, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, Angie. You had something similar happen with your boyfriend and your best friend?
Well, no, not my boyfriend. It was my best friend. It was the three of us. We were used to be really close, but I'm not going to say names, but my other girlfriend, she just kept doing this with our good friend, and she was engaged, and she would just get drunk, and all of them got drunk one night, and she always would sleep in the bed, and, you know, I thought it was really weird every time she told me, like, you need to be careful. Something's going to happen, and, of course, my girlfriend, the innocent one, she would go to sleep early, and they were all wasted well. My malicious friend, I don't know if it was planned or not, but she ended up sleeping with my girlfriend in the same bed with my girlfriend's fiance. And for the longest time, like my innocent girlfriend didn't believe it. And, you know, truth came out that she did. So I don't say that. I don't have anyone sleep in my bed unless it's my spouse. And that's it. And that's how it should be. Like,
no,
you don't
bring
anybody in bed.
All right. That's a good warning. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate
that's
it.
That's intense.
Nikki from Mandarin. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Great, Nikki. What's your take on this whole weird scenario?
Okay. So if there's two girls in a bed with one guy, they should all be willing participants. And if he's not into it, I suggest they get their own bed and have fun with a guy that's into it.
Well, all they're doing is sleeping, though. I think people are getting mistaking.
That's the problem.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
I'm saying if I have a few drinks and me and my girl are in bed, why not have fun?
No, it makes perfect
sense. Yeah, why not? I mean, you're all there.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Matt from the beaches.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt, what'd you want to say?
Well, Nate's kind of crazy. I mean, he's got every guy's a dream. He's got two girls on the bed at one time.
Yeah. Yeah, everyone seems to be thinking, why are you complaining? It's taking an interesting turn here.
Maybe he's not into her. He wants to just be with his girlfriend.
Yeah, maybe.
What's
like
wrong
a one
with
woman,
that?
Maybe he's a one-woman dude.
Got a problem. I bet you there's 100 guys that would take his place right now.
Well, the last thing he needs is 100 guys in his bed. He's already got two girls that he doesn't want in there. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Well, look, Nate, a lot of people are saying, you know, this is what girls do, and you can't get in between a girl and her best friend. Otherwise, she'll turn on you and...
Listen, I get if it's girls' night out and you crash together, but you're bringing girls' night out into my bedroom. It's no longer girls' night out. Now it's girls' night in.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, the way you describe it sounds like it could be a lot of fun.
It's not. There's extra
for a creep.
And pillows missing and no sheet. And it's, you know, it's. Wish it was fun. Believe me.
All right. All right. Well, Jessica?
Yes.
Do you think that maybe once in a while you could ask Tanya to sleep on the couch or something?
I guess so. I mean,
do you like sleeping with Tanya more than you do with Nate? Because it sounds like.
Yeah, it does.
I just think we can all share and get along. That's my best friend.
Okay. All right.
Like, it's my childhood
obsessed.
No, I got it. I got it. Your childhood. All right, hang on 1 second, you two. It's the Big A Morning Mass. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.